Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinking guru. Ever feel like you're constantly second-guessing yourself? Like your inner critic has a permanent front row seat at the show of your life? Well, you are not alone. And guess what? We're gonna tackle it head-on. Today we're diving into the powerful world of self-esteem and confidence, those magical ingredients that can transform your perspective and unlock your full potential. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Riley, another podcast about self-love? Haven't I heard it all before? Trust me, this isn't your average self-help spiel. We're going beyond the surface, exploring practical strategies and real-life examples that actually work. Because let's face it, knowing something intellectually is one thing, but implementing it in our daily lives? That's a whole other ballgame. So buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unlock some serious self-esteem superpowers. First things first, let's define our terms. Self-esteem is like the bedrock of your confidence. It's that deep sense of worth and value you hold within yourself. It's knowing that you are inherently worthy, regardless of external achievements or validation. Confidence, on the other hand, is more about stepping into that self-belief and taking action. It's that, I got this, attitude that propels you forward, even when things get challenging. Think of it as self-esteem fueling your confidence engine. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-esteem and confidence journey. Number 1. Challenge those negative self-talk monsters. Ever catch yourself thinking, I'm not good enough, or, I always mess things up? You gotta become the ultimate detective, investigating these thoughts and recognizing when they're just plain unhelpful. Ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support this thought? Or is it just my inner critic playing tricks on me? Replace those negative narratives with positive affirmations that celebrate your strengths and accomplishments. Number 2. Embrace your uniqueness. You are a one-of-a-kind masterpiece. Don't try to fit into predefined molds or compare yourself to others. Celebrate what makes you special, quirky, and wonderfully you. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Number 3. Celebrate small victories. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your progress. Did you finally conquer that mountain of laundry? Nail that presentation at work? Treat yourself. Big or small, every win deserves recognition. It reinforces your sense of accomplishment and fuels your motivation to keep going. Number 4. Step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we challenge ourselves. That doesn't mean jumping out of a plane, unless you really want to. But it could be trying something new, saying yes to opportunities, or simply speaking up more in situations that make you nervous. Remember, each step outside your comfort zone is a victory for your confidence. Number 5. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It's prioritizing activities that bring you joy, reduce stress, and leave you feeling refreshed and energized. This could be anything from spending time in nature to connecting with loved ones to pursuing hobbies that spark your creativity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a car to run smoothly without regular maintenance, right? Well, the same applies to you. Self-care is essential for keeping your self-esteem and confidence engine running at peak performance. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're invited to a networking event. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, classic case of social anxiety kicking in. But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you remember our 5 key takeaways. You challenge the negative self-talk by reminding yourself that you have valuable insights to share. You embrace your unique perspective and focus on connecting with people authentically. You celebrate small victories throughout the event, every conversation, every connection made. And most importantly, you practice self-care before the event by getting a good night's sleep and enjoying a nourishing meal. Remember, building self-esteem and confidence is a journey, not a destination. It's about embracing progress over perfection and celebrating your wins along the way. So, go out there and be the best version of yourself. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little self-esteem boost. Remember, helping others build confidence is a superpower in itself. Until next time, keep your minds clear, your spirits high, and never stop shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.